Each week, Valerie Brown Kuchera brings us Little Spouse on the Prairie, the show where she pokes affectionate fun at her husband, her kids, her home, and her rural life, even though she loves them all fiercely.
Today's sketch is called What's the Deal? We have trouble with pronouns in our house. Oh, we're past the pronoun-verb agreement issues that plagued our early courtship. Once I explained to Joel that I couldn't, in good conscience, allow him to continue to say he don't and we was, he eagerly eradicated those problems. It's only when he's engaged in a particularly virulent argument that he regresses. No, the pronoun issues we have now relate to antecedents. For example, Joel will walk in after teaching in another town all day and say,
I was talking to him today and he said he's going to that deal.
Joel describes my blank look as blink, pause, blink, pause, blink, blink, pause. Let's talk about the use of deal as a pronoun. As a former English teacher, I can assure you that pronouns go beyond he, she, and it. Deal is Joel's favorite. Let me give you some real-life examples. When running late for the school program that Joel has no desire to attend, but will hum along in an embarrassingly loud vibrato once there.
What time is the deal?
When examining a mysterious gooey object on the sofa cushion that could very well be a booger.
What's this deal?
When asking why my teenage daughter seems moody.
What's her deal?
When trying to locate his keys.
Have you seen my deals?
Deal is just such a versatile word. Just about the only meanings we do not assign to it at our house are its actual definitions. For example, we hand out cards rather than deal them. We make pacts rather than deals when bribing our children with candy to act like normal human beings for once. What's the etymology of this word? Is it a shortened form of dilly-bopper, another one of Joel's favorite all-purpose terms? No matter what its origin, in our house, if you can figure out what the deal is, you're well on your way to understanding what's going on. Joel says I deliberately misunderstand him. He gets frustrated when I have to ask a lot of questions to get to his meaning. I prefer to call it Socratic discussion. He claims I interpret everything he says in a negative way and twist it to show myself in a positive light. Now see, I take that as a compliment because it proves that I view our communication as self-esteem building. No matter how obscure Joel's meaning is, we work together and eventually come to an understanding. For example, here's a conversation we really did have the other day.
There was a beetle in the deal today. Me, remembering we had just discussed roaches this morning.
Oh no, where?
In the deal. You didn't go.
Blink, pause, blink, pause, blink, blink, pause. Oh, you mean in the movie theater?
Yes, but it might have been one of those other ones, those stones.
Weird. Was it dead then?
Mick Jagger.
Oh, a beetle in the movie. Paul McCartney?
Yes, Paul McCartney in the movie today.
I almost think that maybe the harder we have to work to find meaning, the more valuable the discovery is in the end. I get such a sense of accomplishment when I have deciphered Joel's code. The other day, Joel yelled from the laundry room,
"Hey, honey, can I wash this deal in hot?"
I yelled back, What deal?
It's a shirt.
I don't know. What does it say?
May the force be with you,
he responded. Once I grasped the true deeper meaning of Joel's question, which was actually, can you come back here to the laundry room and wash this shirt? My search for connection with him was satisfied and I was able to move beyond the confusion. I'm Valerie Brown Kuchera, the Little Spouse on the Prairie. Be sure to hit like on the Facebook page for Little Spouse on the Prairie. See you next week.
Little Spouse on the Prairie airs at this same time each week. It is a production of High Plains Public Radio, written and voiced by Valerie Brown Kuchera, with music by Kelly Wirtz, and produced by Angie Hafley. More Little Spouse on the Prairie episodes can be found online at hppr.org.